Another year is gone, and as is the case every year, 2024 has seen the passing of Sudbyrians who have made a mark on the city or on the wider world in their own unique way. Every year, we also use this list to mark the deaths of one or two people who didn't live in Sudbury, but nonetheless made valuable contributions to the Nickel City. Our condolences go out to everyone who has lost a loved one over the past year. Below is a list of Sudbyrians who died in 2024. Don McLean, after winning the CIM Leadership Medal in 2023. He passed away in January 2024. Supplied: Don McLean. Don McLean, a former Sudbyrian and well-known leader in the Canadian mining equipment business, died January 12. McLean, a professional engineer, who was also a former Inco miner and shift boss in Sudbury, started his own business McLean Engineering, which in 2023 celebrated its 50th year in business. The company is known as a leading Canadian mining equipment business, especially for battery electric vehicles. It was 10 years ago, in 2014, that McLean was honored at the inaugural 2014 International Mining Technology Hall of Fame Awards for the introduction of innovative underground mining machinery such as automated rock bolters and block hole drillers. In 2016, McLean was also named to the SAMSSA Hall of Fame, Sudbury Area Mining Supply and Service Association, in honor of his contributions to the industry in Sudbury. Ward 2 Cowan. Michael Vignini was one of the greater Sudbyrians we lost in 2024. Supplied: Ward 2 Cowan. Michael Vignini. On February 13, Ward 2 Cowan. Michael Vignini was located deceased at a seasonal property on Atikamekshing Anishinaabeg First Nation after being reported missing by his concerned family a few weeks before, sparking a large community search effort. His obituary states his death was from natural causes. He was remembered by the officiant at his funeral as a really, really good man, who cared very much for his community. Michael was somebody who went out there and risked and did what he thought was right, no matter what was going on, said Reverend Bob Borgen, the former bishop of Hurst Muswani. That's a virtue, believe it or not. To be able to correct what he knew was not correct, and do it, knowing that he might be criticized and attacked, that is a gift. That's what Michael did, over and over and over again. When he was convinced, when he knew something was right, when he knew that he needed to stand up, that's what he did. He told the truth as he saw it. Now, that doesn't mean that he was always right. Don't get me wrong, nobody is correct all the time. But he did get out there and risk it. Ward 3 Cowan. Jerry Montpelier is seen outside the Onapping Falls Community Center, which he advocated for the city to repair. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. Ward 3 Cowan. Jerry Montpelier. Greater Sudbury City Council experienced a double tragedy in the winter of 2024, as Ward 3 Cowan. Jerry Montpelier also died at Health Sciences North February 21. Montpelier was a pillar of his community and will be remembered for his passionate advocacy for the Ward 3 community he loved. To his nephew and godson, Patrick Yasko, Montpelier's spirit could be described in three words: heritage, tradition and family. In his eulogy to the hundreds who came to the funeral, Yasko spoke of him as not just his own godfather, but the godfather of car shows across the country. He told the mourners his uncle's favorite things included Chevys, rockabilly and the movie American Graffiti. Paradise Road. Yasko said his uncle would shout of the movie's famous drag race scene. He said his uncle could always be found in his shop, and to call him funny would be a great understatement. Frank Battistelli is seen with Jennifer, the deer, who visited his camp every summer. Supplied: Franco, Frank Battistelli. Frank Battistelli, former owner of Battistelli's Your Independent Grocer in Lively, died April 1 after a short illness at the age of 85. His life was a precious gift to all who knew him, and he was loved by so many, said his obituary. Frank was a highly respected grocer for 48 years, having worked alongside many in his franchise business and with Loblaws, said his obituary. In 1989, he moved to Lively to run the Walden Value Mart, and in 1995 moved across the street and opened Battistelli's YIG with his son Brent. He served the community with integrity and generosity for many years, and his staff were considered his family. His obituary said he was a kind and generous man, who made many friends along his life's journey. Frank's quiet presence, sense of humor, generous spirit, and humility has made our world a richer place, and his presence in our lives will be deeply missed. Colin Firth. Supplied: Colin Firth. Sudbury businessman Colin Firth, the owner of the local monthly publication Southside Story and a former Greater Sudbury mayoral candidate, died April 12 at the age of 62. Colin was a larger-than-life figure, and along the way he made many friends, too many to possibly list here, that made a difference in his life, said his obituary. His obituary said Firth's most notable business venture, his magnum opus, was the monthly publication Southside Story that he and Monica started in June 1993. You can read more about Firth in his lengthy obituary here on Sudbury.com. Mary Stefiora, who devoted 6 decades of her life to the Ukrainian community in Sudbury and the community at large, died April 30 at the age of 91. Supplied: Mary Stefiora. Mary Stefiora, who devoted 6 decades of her life to the Ukrainian community in Sudbury and the community at large, died April 30 at the age of 91. Her obituary said Mary and her husband John, predeceased 2017, were trailblazers, actively involved in the early days of Sudbury Symphony Orchestra, Sudbury Theatre Center, and the Art Gallery of Sudbury. Of her many accomplishments, Stefiora was most proud of bringing the Ukrainian Seniors Center, Barvinik on the Park, Altanka Garden, and Natishin Park to fruition. These demonstrated her vision for her community. Victor Sawa, who was the conductor of the Sudbury Symphony Orchestra, SSO, for some 18 years, passed away at his home in Regina on June 12 after a long illness. Image: Sudbury Symphony Orchestra. Victor Sawa. Victor Sawa, who was the conductor of the Sudbury Symphony Orchestra, SSO, for some 18 years, passed away at his home in Regina on June 12 after a long illness. Sawa is conductor emeritus of the SSO, having served as conductor from 1997 to the fall of 2015. Victor was a dynamic leader, and the SSO enjoyed success under his guidance, the symphony said in a statement to Sudbury.com. Victor enjoyed interacting with the audience during the concerts, as he provided keen insights and background to the pieces in that evening's program. Sudbury echoes the other communities where Victor was maestro. We will be forever grateful for his impact on the orchestra and the music community. Victor shared his love of music, movies, history, and strong coffee with everyone he met. Victor invited people into the world of classical music with a smile and a joke, and will be remembered fondly by so many, as he made everyone feel welcome on and off the stage. Sharon Murdoch, who served as the NDP MPP for Sudbury from 1990 to 1995, passed away July 9, 2024 at the age of 78. File: Former Sudbury MPP Sharon Murdoch. Sharon Murdoch was an elementary school teacher, lawyer, the NDP MPP for Sudbury from 1990 to 1995, staunch behind-the-scenes NDP organizer, political mentor to many, and mainstay of the Sudbury and Manitoulin Training and Adjustment Board. But judging from remarks made at Murdoch's celebration of life held at the Steelworkers Hall September 8, one of her favorite titles was aunt. The oldest of 7 siblings and matriarch of the family, Murdoch never had kids of her own, so considered her 22 nieces and nephews to be her children, although she did have many beloved dog, fur babies, over the years. Murdoch's niece, Jenna Smith, spoke on behalf of her nieces and nephews at the celebration of life. She said she actually thought of her aunt, who died July 9 at the age of 78, as something more like a grandmother. She was brilliant, complicated, and sometimes a little infuriating, said Smith. As my husband Chris described her over breakfast a few days ago, Sharon was radically herself, and that is a powerful, beautiful thing. Jamie, Bourget, founder and director of Theatre Cambrian, has died at age 78. His obituary said he passed away peacefully at Health Sciences North on August 8. Supplied: Jamie Bourget. Jamie Bourget, founder and director of Theatre Cambrian, died at age 78 August 8. Born in Haileybury on January 30, 1946, Bourget is remembered for fostering a love of theatre in many Sudbyrians. In a post on Facebook, Mark Manistow, a friend of Bourget's and the president of Sudbury Performance Group, posted how news of Bourget's passing broke his heart. The thread beneath Manistow's post is filled with messages from those who knew and worked with Bourget, attesting to his commitment to the performing arts and the way he encouraged a love the theatre, inspiring many to audition for the first time, or volunteer with Theatre Cambrian. His obituary states he came to Sudbury at 17 to attend Laurentian University, and had remained in Sudbury since. In 1985, Bourget, a professor of English at Cambrian College, approached Dr. Glenn Crombie, president of Cambrian College, with a proposal to begin a community theatre. Sudbury businessman Paolo Zulik, brother of Sudbury Wolves owner Dario Zulik, passed away in his sleep on August 10 at age 59. Supplied Paolo Zulik. The downtown Sudbury business community mourned the loss of Paolo Zulik in 2024, who passed away August 10 at age 59. Zulik was the executive vice president of Zulik Enterprises Limited, the real estate development firm and property management company started by his parents, Antonia and Casimiro Zulik. His obituary states Zulik passed away peacefully in his sleep on August 10. The obituary highlights Zulik's love of football and notes his time playing for the St. Charles College Cardinals before earning a business degree at the University of Ottawa. On the gridiron, he suited up for the Cardinals, the Ottawa UGGs and the Sudbury Spartans, where he is remembered as a leader, captain and a winner of championships. Off the field, his obituary calls him a distinguished force in Sudbury's business community. Concert promoter and manager Bob Bale, who passed away in August 2024, organized charity concerts throughout the city for more than a decade, raising funds to help the less fortunate. Supplied Bob Bale. The creator of two popular music series that helped people in need died August 24. Living by the belief that kindness is never forgotten, Bale was a positive influence in the lives of many individuals as well as in the communities where he lived and worked, said his obituary. After an impactful 25 years in the parole service, Bale retired and began a second career, one ignited by his love for music and his commitment to positive social change. What started out as house concerts soon progressed into the creation of community events. Many Sudbyrians will remember the popular Dairy Queen Out of the Cold concert series, which helped feed people in need for over two decades, and the well-attended Vail Summer concert series, offered free to the community with donations going to the Sudbury Food Bank. Bale went on to become an agent for several artists and groups over the years. In helping to bring music to many, he also helped support those creating it. Daryl Lake is pictured with drill prototypes at NORCAT. Lindsay Kelly, Northern Ontario Business. Daryl Lake. Daryl Lake, the affable educator turned innovator who set the wheels in motion to establish NORCAT, Sudbury's regional innovation center, has died at the age of 82. Lake died in Sudbury on September 16. Daryl will be remembered as a true visionary, for his sense of humor, and for having the kindest heart, his obituary reads. Above all, it was his family, his friends, and helping people that mattered most to Daryl. A photo taken of Jorge Cueto in 2014 for his project called I Will Make You Into Art. Supplied Jorge Cueto. In the fall of 1998, Jorge Cueto, then a 22-year-old Laurentian University student, was brutally beaten after trying to stop a couple of thugs who had broken into a friend's car. It was an event that was to change the course of his life, but, as his sister Mercedes Cueto told Sudbury.com, it didn't stop him from doing the things he wanted to do. The Sudbury photojournalist and artist died suddenly November 13 at the age of 48. Following the assault, Cueto went back to Laurentian in 2000 to finish his degree, which he did in 2005, and after graduation, he went to Spain by himself for 2 or 3 months. The experience in his father's native country helped him to regain his confidence. He then enrolled in the photojournalism course at Loyalist College, and worked as a freelance photojournalist with his own distinctive style, with publications including the Toronto Star sometimes calling him if they needed a photo taken here in Sudbury. A sampling of his work includes a book of photographs produced with members of the Independent Motorcycle Corporation, a 2014 project called I Will Make You Into Art, and a 2023 exhibit with GNO called Journey Lee SM, in which he explored downtown Sudbury through interviews and photography. Retired Ontario Provincial Police Sergeant Dan Lee. Supplied. Dan Lee. Retired Ontario Provincial Police Sergeant Dan Lee died on November 12 at the age of 80. Lee was a career police officer with the OPP, who followed in his father's footsteps and served for 31 years with that organization. Although he was well known in his policing role in Sudbury, it was after he retired in the 1990s that Lee became more involved in local community service. Among his many activities, Lee was a past director of the Sudbury Community Services Board, a member of the Salvation Army Advisory Board, president of the Sudbury Sports Council, co-founder of Operation Red Nose, co-founder of the Sudbury Bridge of Nations Project, co-chair of the 2010 Ontario Summer Games, co-chair of the Special Olympics National Summer Games with a long-time commitment to the law enforcement torch run, founder of the OPP Strike Force Group involving at its peak 4 sports and 34 teams, past president and committee member for Holy Redeemer Church and vice chair with the OPP Veterans Association. Lee was a life member of the Sudbury chapter of the OPP Veterans Group. Ken Creasy is a hockey icon in Copper Cliff, having served on the Copper Cliff Minor Hockey Association board for some 60 years. He passed away in November at age 88. Supplied. Ken Creasy. There is no way around it. In Copper Cliff, Ken Creasy is a hockey icon. Here's a man who served on the executive board for some 60 years or so, spending more than 35 years of that time as president. The simple truth is that few connections within the Northern Ontario Hockey Association, and likely well beyond this, to be honest, were as strong as the bond that linked Ken Creasy to the Copper Cliff Minor Hockey Association. Sadly, at the age of 88, Creasy passed November 24th, but not before leaving behind a legacy in minor sports that few will ever equal. An electrician for Inco and then Vail, Creasy was an absolute fixture at the McClelland Arena since the facility first opened in the mid-1970s, located more often than not in the CCMHA office in the hallway that thousands of young hockey players have walked in the ensuing half-century. In April, the CCMHA will host the 30th annual Ken Creasy House League Tournament. An award-winning filmmaker who previously lived in Sudbury, John Alden Milne has died in Australia at the age of 54. Supplied. John Alden Milne. An award-winning filmmaker who previously lived in Sudbury died in Australia at the age of 54 November 26. John Alden Milne was known for his production company, Green Boots Media, in which he produced shorts, music videos, including for the likes of well-known Southern Ontario band Great Lakes Swimmers, corporate work and the Sudbury shot feature film, The Savage Tales of Frank McGuffin. His family confirmed to Sudbury.com that Milne died as a result of a stroke. Milne had been living in Australia since 2019. Several of Milne's family members live in the country. Milne lived in Sudbury from the mid-2000s until 2017. Graduating from film school at Ryerson University in 1995, he began working at Science North in 2006, developing and procuring large-format documentaries and traveling exhibits. Michael Atkins, Sudbury entrepreneur and the founder of Northern Life, Sudbury.com, Northern Ontario Business, passed away December 18, 2024. He was 76. File. Michael Atkins. Michael Atkins, the founder of Northern Life, Sudbury.com, Northern Ontario Business and a host of other publications, passed away December 18 in Toronto with his family by his side. He was 76. He moved easily through the worlds of news media, business, academia and politics, driven, as his friends and associates will tell you, by an insatiable curiosity and an unquenchable desire to make a difference in people's lives and in the world. You can read our extensive obituary story about Atkins here, in which those who knew him best tell the story of a man whose vision and passion for the North helped transform Greater Sudbury from simple mining town to the modern, diversified city it is today. Heidi Ulrichsen is Sudbury.com's assistant editor.